We're here gathered in the house of the Lord to receive his gifts and also celebrate the baptism of our dear brother, Micah Jones. We begin with our first hymn. Sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The Lord is my portion.
I promise to keep your words, and to be true with all my heart. Be gracious to me,
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer their ear, their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading appointed for today is from the 18th chapter of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quick, 3 seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes." And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "She is in the tent." The Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news.
Who belong to Jesus and the great good news of salvation. Their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world.
The epistle from Colossians chapter 1. You who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Stand. Hallelujah.
As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve? Tell her, then, to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ be on you.
Through your heart.
our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What was it that Mary chose? What one thing is necessary? Is it not to be there before Jesus, rather than busying herself with taking care of things in order to be a hospitable host? No doubt Christians see what is here being taught. No one would dare question Jesus and his point that he makes, for one does well to be instructed at the feet of Jesus with the word of Jesus. In an outward manner, at least it seems, Martha was the one who was seriously honoring this rabbi, for it was their home she came that Jesus came to. While Martha makes the preparations, Mary just sat there. Martha was being the good host. She was doing much and much more than was being polite. She was doing, as the text says, much serving. There's nothing really wrong with what Martha was doing. She was being a true servant of her honored guest. But you know that Martha's attitude towards her service was not completely selfless. There, serving in the joyfulness of her heart, for there is that element of bitterness. So she makes that point to Jesus. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? On one hand, it seems obvious who she's complaining about. Martha's complaint was against Mary. But she said to Jesus, don't you care? Indeed, that complaint is also against Jesus for not there causing her to do what is right and proper in their day and help serve him. Indeed, that word that Jesus speaks is a word of truth. Now we are here today, the congregation of believers called Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We're gathered in the Lord's house, the place that our Lord Jesus comes to us. Sometimes I think we miss the point of this. Our Lord comes to us. We do not come to the Lord, properly saying. The Lord comes to us in this house, in this building, in this nave, at this altar. Jesus Christ speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us in words that you can hear and know, words that you can that forgive and empower. We sometimes easily forget who is doing the serving here. We're not really gathered here as a congregation primarily so that we can serve Jesus, but rather he can serve us. That might sound like a misspeak, at least in our world. Aren't we supposed to serve Jesus? Indeed, we are. But what is that which is most needed? That we are served by Jesus and receive his gifts. Today, our brother in Christ, Micah, will receive the sacrament of holy baptism. That name of God will be put on him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is not something that we do to show our faith. Baptism is something that God does to give us faith. Now, certainly in the case of Micah, he's old enough, he has confessed Jesus, he knows the things of the cross and of life, but it is nonetheless faith and the assurance of that faith that is given to him. He indeed by faith has the Holy Spirit, but here is that certain seal. Indeed, you after this day can say, I am baptized. All of you who are baptized into Christ Jesus can say that word as well. When the afflictions and troubles of the world come upon us, I am baptized. When that accuser, Satan himself, comes and says, you're not that good of a Christian. Indeed, we need say, I'm not. But Jesus says, I'm his child. I'm forgiven. This does not mean that we can flaunt God's word and command for us, sort of do whatever we want the rest of our life, and, well, we were baptized, sort of like a green card or maybe a card that gets us into heaven. Indeed, that's a terrible way to look at it. And indeed, it is that which would condemn. For baptism is the gift of God to us in Christ. But baptism is not something that happens once and there is good for all time unless you stay in the faith. Unless you're fed continually in the Word of God and the Word of Christ. Baptism is new life. Think for a moment, all analogies break down at some point, of a seed. A seed that germinates and grows in the soil. And once it sprouts, you there put it in the cupboard, never water it again, and never give it any light. Was that seed alive? Of course it was. Will it be alive after a week? Maybe. Maybe some of you with brown thumbs there might recognize that. Who knows how long it would last. But these things are true without the nurture, without the sun, without the nutrition and the water. Life does not go on. Faith can die. Indeed, what happens? Faith is not something once given and just forgotten to be called upon when times get tough, or at least before I die, I'll confess my sins so at least I can get into heaven. No, faith is something that we live in and from each and every day, where the Lord gives to us His word of forgiveness and faith. Many times I look around at a church and I look at other people in the church and I sometimes think that they're not doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing in my life. So many times I forget that Jesus is here for me this day. Sometimes I'm tempted to look at others and to encourage or to condemn them or goad them into serving Christ better. Why do I have to serve others when others aren't involved in the church? They don't seem to be doing so much. Jesus, I'm doing the work for you. Indeed, when we think like that, we are like Martha. We misplace the priority, and that misplaced priority shows itself. It shows itself in her thoughts, words, and emotion. Jesus responds with those words, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled by many things." Are you ever anxious? Are you ever troubled by many things? Are you ever troubled or anxious by anything? Anxious thoughts, being troubled, is evidence that the focus has moved from the one thing that is necessary. The focus has moved from that one who is the creator of the universe, who made you his child in holy baptism, who comes to you in word and sacrament. So many times in our world, we are taken away from the things of God, thinking that the things of this world somehow might have a connection in idea. But in truth, it is very much the same thing. For God in Christ is in control of all things. He knows our yesterdays and todays and our tomorrows. We might think that we know our yesterdays and even our todays. We don't claim we know our tomorrow. But isn't that what anxiety and trouble looks to? What is going to happen in the future? Jesus' word to Martha is also a word to us. In love, he emphatically states that she's worried and troubled about many things. But then he directs her to the one thing that is necessary. The one thing that is necessary, the good portion, is Christ Jesus. It is Christ who serves us this day in his house. The one who by his word continues to serve us. The one who would have for you that good portion. The one thing that is necessary. For it is he alone who gives hope, peace, relief from troubles and the anxieties of the world. Yes, even the troubles and anxieties that we experience in our own lives. Here again, we come and receive that good portion. That good portion of forgiveness in him. There is no magic wand that he promises to wave to make all your troubles go away in Jesus. Indeed, there are so-called Christian churches that teach that. If you live your life right and do things correctly, you will be blessed financially, with health, and on. But that moves away from the truth of God's word, the truth of his word for us. For it's not that he will take all your troubles away and make life a sort of spiritual hunky-dory existence of no problems. No, the one thing needful is that one thing that goes through this world unto life eternal. That one who is Christ himself. That one who is with you through the troubles. That one who can remove anxiety, not by just saying, hey, it'll be okay with no power to change anything. But it will be okay, God says to us in Christ, because I am with you. I know what's happening to you. I know what will happen to you tomorrow. And I have said I will take care of you. That is that wonderful absolution that we hear at the end of the divine service. The blessing of the Lord, his face showing upon us, his grace showing upon us. And we are at peace, that peace. And said that where the sign of that cross is made upon us once again, ending the divine service, that cross that was marked upon us and will be marked upon Micah this day, and your baptism marked upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. It is in that faith that you live each and every day. He who redeems you and sanctifies you and keeps you in the one true faith is your good portion each and every day of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We open our hymnal to 601 and sing the baptismal hymn. Baptism is printed in the service folder. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And the Apostle Peter has written, baptism now saves you. The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. How are you named? Micah Alexander Jones. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing the washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Micah according to your boundless mercy, and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him which he has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out, from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Micah Alexander Jones, do you renounce the devil? Do you renounce all his works? Do you renounce all his ways? We will, as a congregation, confess the words of the Apostles' Creed together with Micah. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
Yes. Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes. Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Micah, do you desire to be baptized? Micah Alexander Jones, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Micah has been given that white baptismal napkin that's to be yours. It's a symbol of that robe of righteousness that Christ has put upon you in these waters. Also, receive that baptismal candle to remind you that Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, now lives within you. Sometimes this is used on a baptism birthday, so you know what your birthday is, right? Okay, just checking. And now you know also your baptism birthday is July 20th. Your birthday is what? July 2nd. Yeah. And you could maybe light this and give thanks to God for your baptism. So now you have two birthdays. And you should get gifts for both.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. If the congregation will please stand. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Micah a new birth in holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you.
Amen.
In our prayers today, we have a petition for our sister in Christ, Deb Leingang, one of our organists, sister of Sue, daughter of Wilma. She was hospitalized. Deb was hospitalized with blood clots this week. We now thank the Lord that she's at home and recuperating. We also pray for a very material thing, the mechanical systems of our congregation. Sometimes we think, that's silly, why are we praying about that? Do you know God's in control of that kind of stuff too? Or at least people and orders and things. And in a little bit of a sense, you say, well, does he really care about that? You know, he cares even about stuff like that. That we use the gifts that he's granted us to the good of him. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For all the saints here in Christ, that they may be presented to the Father as those who Christ has made holy, let us pray to the Lord. For all pastors, for those studying to be pastors, all deaconesses, missionaries, translators, teachers, and those who work to bring God's word to his people, that their labors may be fruitful, let us pray to the Lord. For those who make, judge, administer our laws, that they may know the ways of the Lord and follow them for the good of all people, let us pray to the Lord. For our house of worship and its mechanical systems, that as we address the issues with the cooling, that you would guide and direct us to be good stewards of the resources that you provide to us, let us pray to the Lord. For those who suffer from cancer, including Paul, Lee, Michael, Keith, Steve, Patty, Jennifer, Karen, Jackie, Megan, and Frank, for those who are ill or recovering from illness, including Richard, Ronald, Karen, Joe, Jane, Karen, Theo, Don, George, Frank, and Adeline, for those who are homebound or who are unable to attend, including Lois, Adeline, Richard, and Nancy, and for all those for whom prayer has been requested, including Forrest, Victoria, Jason, Joanne, CJ, and Dominic, that they may rejoice in their sufferings for the sake of Christ and know healing and grace according to God's will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our sister in Christ, Deb Langdane, that you would continue to give her health and strength of body. Thank you that you preserved her through the issue with blood clots. And we ask that she, as she recuperates, she soon returns to her life of service to you. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who join in the supper of Christ's body and blood this day, that they may treasure this precious gift as the good portion that is above all earthly things, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, you have forgiven our sins and delivered us from death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to pour out your mercy upon us. Grant to us all good things needful to this body and life, and keep us from all things harmful. From you, through you, and to you are all things, O Lord, Holy Father, mighty God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit is one Lord, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. As there are quite a few guests here today that I didn't have, there's probably, truthfully, some of you, most of you know some people here that I don't even know. Not that I'm important. I want to just review our use of our communion practices. As I put in there, the reception of the Lord's Supper indicates unity and confession of the faith. If you are part of the Lutheran Church and a member of this or Missouri Synod congregation, please come and receive the gifts with us. If you wish to come forward and receive a blessing, you may just cover yourself and don't take the body and blood of Christ for us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God.
Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
shed for you. True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. body of Christ. thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.